We're now listening to
Hello, everybody. I'm back. Oh my gosh, it's been what, 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks.
I'm back too.
You're back too, Gabe.
Hello.
You're back too, man. Oh, you're listening to Off the Rails. Oh my gosh, it's so nice to be back. I do miss sleeping in though, but it is nice to be back.
Yeah, so your school got canceled a lot, or delays a lot too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't really know why. The first one made sense, the second one, not so much sense, and then on Friday we had a day off.
So yeah, my school got canceled too.
That was pretty
icy roads.
It was snow drifts, icy roads, winds. It was bad. I went out, I shoveled snow for an hour, and the snow just went back into my driveway. So yep.
It was windy and snowy, but like the thing is about me in Pyramid School is there's a lot of like countryside.
Mm-hmm.
So right. And buses have to go out there to pick up students if they don't have cars, like sophomores, freshmen. And if they go out there usually in that kind of weather, they get stuck. They're not gonna get to the places that they need to be. Because right. Like where I live is just there's like a huge uphill part.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if there's ice on that for a bus, we're not making it
yeah.
to school.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the fact that no one really comes out to our house and right. salts the roads there, because
yeah, me neither.
We live in like the weird part where it's just barely Hendricks County. Mm-hmm. Like I don't even know how we are Hendricks County. But the weirder part was no one was salting roads that day, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like they didn't start salting until like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
which. Didn't really make sense.
It was
kind of
windy.
I mean, it was kind of windy, but you'd think that somebody would be out at least laying down a little salt.
You want the salt to stay, though. So
yeah.
Right before is a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But no one was salting before, during. It was like 11 o'clock at night. Do you know how many people are driving on the road at 11 o'clock at night?
Not a ton. Yeah.
None are going to work.
I just don't understand why you just don't. Precautiously do it the night before.
They should have.
Well, they do that. They try to at least. Like,
yeah.
Big things like freeways, interstate, all of that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like if you get on the interstate, that day, it was probably clean.
Yes, it was.
Mm.
Did you have to drive to Ben Davis?
I drove to Ben Davis one of the days
mm-hmm.
that you guys had out.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm not up for this.
Real.
So yeah. The next day I skipped. I was like, man,
yeah, it was rough, man.
Also, was it New Year's? Like,
what about New Year's?
It started snowing, I think.
Did it start snowing on New Year's?
I don't remember New Year's Day, but maybe like a few days afterwards.
Maybe.
I don't know. One of those, I was coming back from Westfield. Like, it was one of the
biggest snowstorms. Oh, yeah, I was in the country on New Year's, huh? I wasn't in a country.
Yeah,
at all.
You were on that cruise,
I was,
right?
Yeah, I was in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Was it good?
Yeah, it was fun. I think we talked about it.
Oh yeah, yeah, we talked
bit.
About
we,
it.
We chatted about it.
We had a little discussion.
Yeah, it was fun.
Escaping the frigid cold of Indiana and right. going down to the nice warm coasts of Mexico.
It wasn't too cold when I got back. It was it's been worse since I got back.
Yes,
it has felt like negative.
Arctic. I hopefully that is the coldest it gets. Because I'm not saying it's gonna happen again. I hope that's the coldest it gets for the like.
Yeah,
if it goes into like negative double digits. Yeah, I'm like.
Well,
this
it felt
is
like negative double digits.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
But
it's because of the wind.
Yeah,
there's so wind much wind too. for no reason.
Because it was
it's a cold front.
Cold front
it
coming down.
Yeah, it was Arctic winds. It's just really heavy this year.
Arctic, Canada, Alaska. I was about to say that really big state because I forgot the name of it for some reason.
That is Canada.
Are you saying Texas?
No.
Okay,
Texas is not the really big state. It's a really big state.
It's one of two.
Alaska.
One of three.
What's
the third?
What's the third?
Texas, California, Alaska.
Alaska okay. All the way at the top because, oh my goodness, it's huge.
I don't count California.
Really?
It's
like
longer.
But it's still a huge state.
I thought you were about to say I don't
count
California.
I don't count California. I don't
it's
believe
not a
in
state.
It. It's not a state. I don't believe it exists.
Yeah. California is not real.
It's a hoax.
It seems more independent to me because they kind of do their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
well,
enough
they had
there.
Arnold as a
They
as
did.
As a mayor or a governor.
They had Arnold as the mayor for a while, which
the bodybuilder.
Cool.
Oh, big guy.
Yeah,
big guy.
Big
Arnold.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, big dude Arnold.
I was thinking about the one little, like, cartoon.
Oh, hey, Arnold?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How would they elect that?
Imagine them having that as a governor. There
That'd
is,
be hilarious.
There's a town that has a cat as a mayor. I don't remember where.
Isn't there one that has a dog?
Yeah, I've seen that one. I've seen that one.
He's been reelected a couple times.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't think it's an actual mayor. I think their town is not big enough to actually have a mayor. But yes. They just say the dog's a mayor.
Yeah.
I mean, he got reelected, so.
He did get reelected. So.
Are you playing with a shoestring around your microphone?
Yeah, I am.
Or is that your hoodie string?
I am not wearing a hoodie right now.
Oh, you're wearing a sweater.
Actually,
I am not. It is not a sweater either. It is just a shirt.
Oh, it looks like a sweater from here.
It's very comfy, very warm, very nice, which makes the studio blazing hot for some reason. I don't know. It just feels like
space heater.
Hey,
it feels like whenever you wear long sleeves in this place, it just melts you. And then when you wear short sleeves, you're just freezing. I don't know.
I was talking to my fellow broadcaster this day, Garrett Burkle, and when we got out of the car today, we both got out of the car, and Garrett was like, it's, like, not even that bad out, and I was like, I know, right? It's, like, not even that bad. It's, like, yeah, it was, like, 40, but when you get out of the car after, like, winds and cold like that, he was like, it felt like 60. I'm like, I know. It feels so warm. It's, like, I could live with this if it stayed this way, because it's really not that cold. There's not much wind, right? I didn't feel like there was much wind.
Well,
in
no,
it.
Not a lot of wind, but it was rainy and it was foggy and it was wet. It was just very, very uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable and just like, I don't know. It was especially the day before. It was very rainy and uncomfortable. But the day, I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was just really rainy for some reason.
I mean, it's still
because
rainy.
Because it was supposed to be like icy rain. It was supposed to be like rain
yesterday.
Ice. Yeah, freezing rain. That's what it was supposed to be.
We were supposed to have, like, power outages and stuff. Because it was going to cover the lines.
It's going to be crazy.
What?
I saw a WBDG post about it. It was like, oh, commute's going to be rough.
It wasn't that bad, actually.
It wasn't that... Well, it didn't ever freeze.
Which was good.
Yeah. It didn't ever freeze, which is good.
Yeah.
I did want a two-hour delay, though. I was like...
I did not want to go to school. They got some of the salt and the stuff already down, though. They were ready for it, so I would have had to go to Plainfield at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because they don't get out to my house, or probably Pyramid's house either. Salt doesn't get out to our houses, Pyramid.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
I live in a little neighborhood, so the neighborhood streets aren't, like, plowed or salted or anything, but the actual, like, main street in between going out.
That's how my mom's house is in Perry.
It always, like, frustrates me because I'm like, man, I want to play in the snow, but there's no snow on the big main road to go play in.
Yeah.
And it's just like, where did the snow go? Where have I? Why don't I get any time?
Yeah. Also, that snow that we had last Friday, it wasn't good playing snow.
It was fluffy.
It was too soft.
I think it's called powder snow.
Yeah, yes.
It was bad.
There's ice snow and powder snow. I think that's what it's called,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, ice snow hurts when you throw it at somebody.
Yes.
But it compacts easy.
It compacts easy, but it feels like you're just throwing rocks at people.
Yeah.
Do not do that. It is fun, though.
It's because of the amount of water.
You're
going to get all scientific on me?
Yeah.
No,
I had to shovel it, but my driveway's not that big.
Yeah, mine is... I have a long driveway.
I don't.
So I went out, I started shoveling, and I was like, man, there's a lot of snow. Turn around and I just keep seeing it all shift back into spot. I'm like,
You gotta make little like walls on the edges.
I did. You know what happened?
It blew over.
It blew over because the walls started to shift.
So at that point, you get a big, nice desk fan and you point it the other way and it blows all the
like
snow
if
away.
You, if because it was so powdery, you could have just went out there with a leaf blower and just
you
started blowing.
Yeah, no.
It was so light and powdery, you could just went.
Yeah,
start blowing off like leaves.
Let me tell you, when I was shoveling, it was not powdery.
Really, it was icy.
It was compact.
Really,
it was thick snow.
I went out there and I was like, this is coming up easy.
Lucky you.
Yeah, I drove over it and then it just stuck. It didn't come off of my car at all. It was completely like glued.
Have you guys ever gotten out of your guys' car and seen the ice? I kick it every time. On your car?
Oh, like the icicles on your car? Yeah,
I get like big chunks of just ice on my car that stick to my car, like right under the tires.
Under the front tires.
Yeah.
I had one fall off, and it was just like,
yeah, it was like
a bowling ball ish.
It's pretty big. Dude,
you got the perfect throwing ice right there.
No.
Like,
you could have that would hurt somebody.
Really bad. That was legit. It's not snow.
If you drop it, it would have broken.
It would have shattered.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like ice. If then, you threw that at somebody, it might actually
cause
physical damage.
If you threw it at somebody, it would have shattered before it hurt them. See?
Not true.
I don't think so.
Have you ever tried throwing concrete at someone?
Does it shatter? Have you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Just say no. Let's just say no.
Speaking from experience.
Hypothetically, no.
Hypothetically, in this scenario, I throw concrete at somebody. What would happen?
The concrete would shatter.
And
where are we throwing it? Where is it hitting? Let's just say chest. Let's say it's hitting somebody in the chest.
That's like a cannonball.
Like you're.
Yeah, you're not gonna do very well.
DIY our own cannonballs, guys.
We actually got one in the studio right now.
We have a cannonball.
Yeah, we're gonna test it right now.
Ooh.
All right, Gabe, stand up. We're gonna test this out real quick. All right,
here we go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Are we ready?
I'm so ready.
All right. Fire in the hole.
You wouldn't do very well. You would not.
Gabe, tell me how'd that feel.
Not good.
Hey, come on. Spit it out. There's blood on the desk.
No.
We got to clean that up.
Brody, there's Lysol right there.
Oh, yeah, there is. We can wipe that away.
Yeah, we're good.
You'll be fine. Walk it off. But anyways.
Rub some dirt in.
I feel like, have you guys ever had the wind knocked out of you?
Yes.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I had that happen a while back. It was like second grade.
We can do it right now.
Like, a while back. That is a while.
Yeah, that was
that's a long time
ago.
Okay,
let me story time. Where's a good story time?
We get a little whistle.
We don't have a whistle, I don't think.
I thought of football.
Whistling. I mean, I know we got a.
I just absolutely lost my breath.
Story time. So, back in like third or second grade, I was playing tag with a buddy. It was like before winter really hit. We're on the slides, we're running around, and I have the brilliant idea to grab the side of the slide so I can throw myself down like an action hero and go swirling down the slide. Well, I forgot to take into the effect that when you pull, you go forward. So I just tossed myself over the side of the slide and landed flat on my back.
Ow.
All the wind got knocked out of me. I'm sitting there like trying to get my breath. Because, oh my gosh, that just happened to me. And, you know, everybody, you get knocked onto the ground, you're sitting there, you're huffing, puffing, go, there's going to be a bunch of kids running around you, staring at you like, oh my gosh.
He's dead.
He's dead. No, he's dead. I didn't die, as you can tell.
I don't know.
He's alive.
You're looking awfully dead today.
He's looking awfully
pale.
Do I
look that pale?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, anyways. So, I'm sitting there. I'm trying to get my breath back in. Eventually, I get it. Sit back up. Go over. Sit on the bench. You know, relax. Try to recuperate. And I passed out. I either passed out or had like a mini seizure.
You just needed
what?
A little nap.
Yeah.
I don't think you had a...
I don't think it was a seizure. I think you just
clocked out for a second.
Yeah.
Just took a little snoozer.
Yeah.
My shift was over. I went out. And I had a strange dream that I was swimming in a pool. With
sharks?
Gold? No. It was kind of like the Blue Nirvana album, kind of like from that angle. But I was swimming with like goldfish swimming trunks on, and I had dreadlocks for some reason.
That's what you dreamed about?
I do not remember why. It was like 10 seconds of me seeing myself swimming in a pool for some reason. And then I just woke up and I was on the ground again.
Jesus.
Like, it was so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Moral of the story, don't jump off of high buildings. High areas. Don't jump off.
Mine's not as exciting, I'll say that.
Yeah.
Mine's very much like how most kids lose it, especially if they're athletes.
You held your breath for too long.
No.
You get hit by a ball.
You got
clocked.
You got absolutely...
No.
You got
run into?
No. Can I say how I...
No,
happened?
We have to guess. Before.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
you guys want to guess? All right.
Tell
it is related
play.
To sports. You
okay.
can go.
You got punched.
No.
Denied.
Okay, never mind.
Somebody threw a bowling ball at you.
No.
Aw, dang it. I'm trying to find the right sound effect. I'm trying to find the burn, but I can't find it. Okay.
You got hit in the head with a soccer ball.
No.
You got tackled.
No.
A flock of crows picked you up and dropped you.
No. Why? No.
All right. I'm going to guess that somebody came up to you, tried to take your lunch money, so you threw a...
Sports pyramid.
Okay.
Sports pyramid.
Okay, get back to sports, all right?
Sports pyramid.
Got hit in the face with a baseball bat.
No. No.
I feel like that one would be worse.
That one would be worse.
That would hurt a lot.
Football to the chest.
Almost. You're close.
Okay.
You guys know the term of fumble.
Yeah.
Fumble?
Do you know what a fumble is?
Yeah, pyramid? Where you don't catch the football and it falls out of your hand.
No, you have possession. So what you have is you have possession of the football. You're running with the football. Right. And then you drop the football.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a live ball. Like, any team can grab it and it's their ball.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So basically, we were running. Do you guys know what slants are?
Slants.
Yeah. So the receiver goes in at like an angle. Mm-hmm. My friend Trey, he caught the ball.
Trey Hanna?
No.
He the one with the ball?
No.
Did he catch it?
I don't think Trey Hanna would play football.
Probably not. He might.
His name's Trey Bennett.
Bennett. Okay.
He goes to my school.
Completely different person than I.
Completely different person. He caught the ball. He's running, he's an open field. Like, if he can go, he's going all the way. He gets caught by the safety and the ball pops out.
Mm.
This is in, I think, 7th or 8th grade. The ball pops out. It's like rolling this way, and I was coming across on the other side, so it pops out where I am, I am trajected to go. I fall on the ball, but I don't know how to fall on a football yet. Like, I was taught after the fact. So I fell straight on it on my chest, and then it rolled into my stomach.
Ow.
And then, I was like, oh, no. I lost my breath, and I couldn't breathe, and I went off the field. I think, like, a couple plays later, I went back in. But, yeah, I was like, and my coach was like, yeah, we need to teach you how to fall on a football. We need to teach you guys how to fall on a football. And I was like, yeah, probably.
We need to teach you how to breathe.
So, basically, if you ever play football, don't fall on the football on your chest. Kind of fall on your side and, like, scoop it up. Kind of like your hug, kind of like you're side hugging somebody. Yeah,
just hug the football.
Well, yeah, that's what I tried to do, but I fell on it and tried to hug it.
Yeah, you belly flopped on the football. You
don't do that.
You just gotta hug the football,
A chihuahua.
Like a chihuahua. Hug the football like a chihuahua.
Yeah. So just you kind of like fall on it on your side. So like go onto your shoulder and
do
grab
not
it.
Fall on a chihuahua.
Don't fall. Pretend it is a chihuahua and don't fall on it.
Yeah, pretend the football is like a baby that's in danger. Scoop it up and run.
Yes.
Yeah.
What about you?
Have you ever lost? Have you ever had your breath taken away from you?
So I was in first grade, right? And I was on the little, like, play structure, and I'm like, this is a great idea to run down this little slide, right? And the slide's probably, like, 6-7 feet up. Because I'm like, well, if I run down, I can just go really fast.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of momentum.
I did have a lot of momentum. But, so I run down the slide at the very, very end of the slide. It kind of, like, bottoms out, right? And thinking, man, I should, like, try to stop because I'm going too fast. So I stop, but my top half keeps going. So I fell face first into a ton of wood chips, and I was out.
Mulch.
Yep. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't do anything. I'm like, man, that did not feel good. And it took me like 15, 30 seconds before a teacher walked over to me and was like, hey, are you okay?
Man, why is my life flashing before my eyes right now?
Yeah.
So how did that mulch taste?
Oh, not good. Don't eat mulch.
Don't eat mulch?
Don't eat mulch.
Why?
Mulch.
Mulch.
Mulch gang.
Come on, man.
Kids. Elementary kids. Mulch. Mm-mm. Don't eat it.
No. PSA to all elementary kids. Don't eat your mulch.
So you're telling me that when you
The rubber pellets that they're now putting in things.
Rubber pellets?
That's microplastics. And we love microplastics.
Yum, yum, yummy. Mm-hmm. I love my microplastic soup. Can't get enough of that.
That's called a water bottle.
Dude, oh man, microplastics are weird. Like, how does it get in your blood?
Fish, and then polar bear, and then you eat the polar bear, and then the polar bear has a ton of microplastics, and you eat it, and it gives you a lot more microplastics.
I just
heard
Easter.
To have the, how much guts do you have to face a polar bear and eat it? I feel like if
you
do that,
pay me enough money in the world to go toe-to-toe with a polar bear.
If you do that, then you have to, those microplastics are a trophy at that point.
Yeah.
Like, my goodness.
No, my death after the fact of beating a polar bear was nothing in comparison to beating the polar bear and eating all of those microplastics.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the prized possession of any meal. Right? Screw the meat, the organs, whatever, the bones. Right, get the microplastics out of the fish and eat those.
It's my sixth food
straight
group.
Plastic. Mm-hmm. Just straight plastic. Plastic, guys. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
Get 3D printer filaments and start snacking on it. Don't. Like a giant noodle.
Oh, dude.
Put in an IV.
Fruit by the foot.
And don't do that. Don't do that.
Inject resin directly into my bloodstream.
Don't do that either.
Put turn you into a statue.
Don't do that either. Just start curing it. Just like hold your arm under UV light.
That would be an insane like torture method.
No.
With resin?
Turn people from the inside out into statues.
Yeah, you could just be like, okay, if you don't give us the information...
Real life Medusa.
We're going to make you swallow this blue light. Understand?
Yeah.
Like, that would be terrifying.
This is awful.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, we got some scary torture methods.
No, let's not go into that. Let's not go into detail.
Let's not discuss them, but there's...
There's bad ones.
There's been quite a few throughout history. Quite a lot of bad ones.
Did you know that there is?
Hey.
This one doesn't go crazy.
There's
a fluid with enough oxygen content that you will not drown in.
Oh, yeah, that stuff, I know.
But it is painful going in and out of it.
Yeah.
Your lungs weren't meant to take oxygen through liquid, which is, it's technically used as a torture method, whatever.
Yeah, you can technically live in it.
But that's kind of cool.
But it's weird.
Imagine living in, like, water.
Oh, no.
I am SpongeBob.
You are not.
I'm him.
I mean, if you want to become a SpongeBob, you can go through that process, I guess, Gabe.
If, I wonder
how long your body
surgery.
Would take to acclimate to it.
Just if you're doing...
2 weeks?
Probably
a year.
How
I feel
long
like
does
a year
take people to
it
acclimate
take a
to space?
While. Because, like...
Space?
Yeah, space.
You never acclimate to space, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, they do. Because they'll like drop things in the air and it'll stay and they'll be
that's
like,
just that's just habits.
I mean, you're pretty acclimated.
You build habits
and you know
space.
How to move and stuff. So it's like, because I feel like it
would also get super weak when you're in space, though.
Yeah, because there's no gravity.
Your bones get weak.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
There's nothing you're resisting constantly, so you just begin to atrophy.
Yeah, exactly.
What's one planet you guys would want to go to? If, like, you could.
Well, I mean...
If you could go to any planet in our solar system.
Half of them are made out of gas, so...
Yeah, but, like, you could go see, like, the big red eye, which would be kind of cool.
Well, if you could go there and not immediately crumple due to gravity.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I would go to... I would go to Saturn.
Saturn?
And cool. The reason for that is because there's a moon there that rains diamonds. I would make massive profit.
They do have a ton of moons.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'd personally enjoy
I don't remember
asteroid.
Which I don't remember which moon it is. I think it's I'm trying to remember its name.
I want to go to Mercury.
Mercury, Venus, Earth. Yeah, the first one.
Mercury. Mm-hmm.
You just look at the sun, just like
you would incinerate.
I'm saying if you could go to anywhere and not be harmed. Like,
and not
which
be harmed,
one would
okay.
you go?
Why Mercury?
I would go Mercury.
That's the most boring one because it's just.
Have you seen pictures of Mercury?
It's all rock and metal.
Cool. Mercury looks so cool.
I mean, okay.
Mercury looks awesome.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, if it's all just rock and there's just random metal around, dude. Imagine the copper wire you could sell from that. Oh my goodness.
Oops, I stole all the metal out of Mercury.
Like, it's like some of like the ones you want to go to that are pretty are usually gas giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to like stand on something, I would want to go. If I could just like,
they have metal cores.
Yeah. If I could go see something, I want to go. I want to get as close to the sun without going on the sun. And Mercury is that. I want to go like. Because I want to be able to, because you see pictures of like the sun, and it looks a lot cooler than what it looks in the sky. Our sky, it just kind of looks like yellow, right?
Right.
I mean, that's how every kindergartner, or every first grader draws it. It's just yellow.
Like a massive flashlight.
Staring at the sun.
But actually, it's like orange and yellow and like very.
It has spots on it too.
And like there's wavy kind of stuff like that. I want to, I think that would be cool to see. Like a hot, like just with your eyes being able to see like actual waves.
We are going to have a total solar eclipse here soon.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I remember, it was a long time ago. I skipped school.
Yeah.
With my grandparents.
They don't let you see it in school.
And went to IU.
I got out actually early for that.
Yeah. I went down to IU to see it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. We went outside and just looked up in the sky. It was pretty cool until it started raining. So hopefully that doesn't happen again.
That'd be
kind of
cool actually.
But, you know. Yeah.
Like you're looking at the sun and it just cools off just enough that it starts raining. Yeah. There's a dew point, right? Dew point temperature.
No,
drop,
there was
rain.
There was already clouds coming our way. It was already going to rain. It just
did it cover up the eclipse?
No. The eclipse passed over, then it started to rain.
Well, that's cool.
So
that's okay.
I mean, no, it wasn't because it rained hard. Like we, it was like a bad rain.
I like the rain.
Okay.
Arizona, we didn't even get to go out and see it because it would have been a lawsuit for the school. And the school's like, we're not even going to try that. What? No kids are going out, even if they have glasses.
Because Arizona is like a heat lamp.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it never rains ever.
Yeah.
It's rained more recently. After I moved, it like started raining.
Were you the reason for that?
Maybe. I might have been too hot.
Well, we're the reason that it rained today here at WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis in the East Giant 90.9. We affect the weather.
We do.
We have the power to change the weather.
If we say the weather's going to do something, it will.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's how that
Such
works.
Such as,
that
is how for that works. Starters, today, the weather is going to be foggy.
Rainy.
So it's been foggy for 2 days.
It's going to keep being foggy.
Let me double check. You will have
difficulty driving through the fog.
Yeah.
It was bad last night.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it started to get bad, and then it just got worse. And then this morning, it was bad.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about one more thing about solar eclipses. All right.
Hold on. Let me hit the...
When it passes over, like when you're like watching it and it gets completely dark, the cool thing about that is if you listen to like the... If you're like live around woods or anything like that, you start to hear crickets and stuff like that start to like chirp.
Yeah,
because it's like they think it's nighttime.
They think it's getting dark and then the light comes back out and...
Yeah,
it's like have you guys seen the Ash baby?
No.
Let me pull up the GIF.
Is it the alien guy?
No. The alien guy. What? It's
the
not the
they,
it's
they
not
found
the,
and pulled from a UFO.
It's not the crumpled up alien guy. Hold
Fine.
On. If I look this up,
I'd name
it
that.
Should be the first. Yeah. It's
the
it's
Ash baby.
This GIF.
Ooh, it's a GIF of a baby playing
it's,
Ash.
It was from an animation of like Pompeii. I think was what it was. Or the baby just like, it squeaked at a volcano. Volcano erupted and the baby just went, ah, and turned to ash. It was.
It's kind of trippy. Like thinking about it.
Someone turning to ash?
Yeah.
It's not difficult. You just incinerate.
Poof.
I mean, that's how cremations work. You just get turned into ash.
Ish. Ish.
When I get turned into ash, I want to be turned into precious gemstones and shot to the moon.
When I
want to turn into a pearl, feed me to a clam.
What?
What?
That's not how pearls work.
That's not how pearls
Eagle
work.
Little clam, eat this.
Turn me into a pearl.
Yeah, no. If I ever get cremated, I got a better plan. I'm going to swallow like an entire bag of popcorn kernels. Like maybe two bags if I'm feeling jitters. And then... At the cremation, dude, could you imagine the look on the people's faces there when they start hearing pops and clicks inside the...
But you have to
do
it right before your death.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
like,
it would
I'll,
still work.
I'll be sitting on my deathbed. I'll just look over at my son. Hand me the kernels.
What?
Hand them to me.
Put them in my nose, son. One
I wish
pass.
That's how that works.
In the nose?
Yeah, so they don't, like, dissolve.
Oh, dude, you could have... Oh, you're right. I'd have to fill my lungs with popcorn kernels.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you guys insane?
No, after death, you have to do it so that it doesn't go into your stomach. Otherwise,
yeah,
because
I was like, if you actually eat it, it won't matter. It'll be gone when you get cremated.
Because
I was like, I wish that's how that worked, but it's not. Your body doesn't, especially stomach acid doesn't stop usually until like a couple days after,
your fingernails and hair keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
which is kind of crazy.
So I'd have to drink like a base mixture in order to balance it out.
Neutralize your stomach acid.
Yeah, I think that would just knock you off there.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to eat afterwards.
You know how acidic your stomach acid is?
It's extremely.
It's like what?
You would have to drink a base that is like extremely toxic.
Yeah.
And not good for your
health. Bases can dissolve things too, actually. Yeah.
They do. Bases actually dissolve biological stuff better than normal acid.
Which
bases
is kind of scary.
Are
like acid is good at getting rid of things like metals and breaking down things like that, but
carbon.
But bases, dude, bases incinerate anything that's
carbon,
living
kind of like carbon stuff.
Oh wow, we are 1.5 to 3.5 as our pH scale of our stomach.
Yeah, you have to drink
very
toxic
water
base.
Is like 7.
Yeah, water is a 7.
So uh-oh,
I'd have to drink a lot of water.
You have to be in like the 10s.
The water
a base is like a 10 11.
Yeah, I'm gonna just
no more like a 14 ish.
I'm just gonna chug down a entire gallon of water. If I can't drink, I'll just have somebody IV drip it down my stomach, I guess.
Aluminum,
that could work too.
Magnesium hydroxide, calcium carbonate, sodium citrate, and sodium bicarbonate could all neutralize stomach acid. I'm looking this up right now, but that's what it would take. You'd have to drink that in order to neutralize your stomach acid.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder what the pH would have to be to cancel out your stomach acid.
The dose form...
A lot.
Probably like 14, 15-ish.
473 milliliters.
Of what?
Aluminum hydroxide. Antacid.
See, aluminum, I don't think you should be inserting into your body.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be drinking
these,
aluminum.
These are all hypotheticals, okay? Listen. So. These are all hypotheticals. Theologicals. Theories.
Yes.
Nothing to do in a serious matter.
We should
just
not
something
test
to ponder.
This because this would hurt somebody irreparably.
Absolutely.
I don't think it would just hurt somebody.
It'll do a little harm.
Just a little bit.
A little trolling.
A little bit.
Nothing more.
A little bit more.
To fall asleep
hurt.
To sleep over.
Just going to give me a tummy ache. I'm going to go to bed and sleep it off.
Man.
Get a little tummy ache. Maybe be
I
a little
just
con.
Eat a bunch of Tums.
That will neutralize. That is what's in it's antacid, which is aluminum hydroxide, just in a different form.
Just eat 12 boxes of Tums.
12 boxes now. That will do something completely. That'll damage you. Oh my gosh.
Have you guys eaten Tums before?
Yes.
They're
tasty.
Not. No.
Some of them are. The ones I get.
What kind do you
good.
Get? Do you get like the pill kinds or like the gummies?
I get the There's gummies?
I think there might be.
There are.
I get the chewy ones.
Yeah.
The ones that taste like candy.
Yeah.
I get the ones that are like...
Rock candy kind of.
Yeah.
Giant Smarties.
Kind of like a... Yeah, like those. They're kind of like
very
a massive
powdery.
Sweet tart.
Yeah. Like my communion. Just way bigger
sweet tart
sweeter.
Communion. Dude. Oh, man. They should do that.
They would.
I don't know any place that hasn't...
What?
Done like candy communion.
What is candy communion?
So, you know, in like churches when they do communion,
like yeah, this is his body and this is his
blood,
right?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
So they should give you like apple juice and a
for
Smartie.
Kids, I would start
like
you out,
wine
right?
is the blood and bread is the body.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't meat moop me.
Didn't you just meat moop yourself?
I went no.
Oh, it was him. Oh, it sounded like you.
No, it was him.
Oh, I was pretty sure Pyramid just meme-moved himself.
No.
And it's told us not to.
Now, we're moving forward.
What do you got, Pyramid?
I feel like you forgot to tell us something, Gabe.
What?
Like, what have you and I been going back and forth on about stories for Brody?
Me?
Yeah.
Stories?
Yeah, we did, like...
I saw a guy get arrested on my cruise.
Okay.
I was behind an undercover cop.
That happened.
That's something I wasn't expecting to hear today, but all right.
What was he arrested for?
Well, it was New Year's.
Oh, party foul.
Party foul.
He was drinking just a little too much and had an oopsie daisy.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a big oopsie daisy. Yeah. He probably would have got like actual.
Yeah, I personally cannot stand people who cannot drink and like
stay operate
enough to take care of themselves. Yeah.
Operate in normal fashions. Yeah, yes. Me neither. Man. Me neither. Yeah, oh, that's red flag. It's not.
That is a really long sound.
Yeah, it's like 20 seconds. I'm not going to play the whole
20
thing. 20
seconds of whistle sound?
Of police whistles. Ooh. I'm not playing
that.
Just
bass boost that and play it once.
Oh, goodness.
Can we play that
just
on
absolutely
air?
Destroy the game.
20 seconds of constant just whistling?
Bass boosted gained like whistle.
I am not doing that.
That would be awful.
What do you take me for? Do you take me for
a
monster?
Silly goose.
A silly goose, sure. But not a monster.
Maybe even a silly Billy.
I'm evil. I'm not a monster.
I'm evil and a monster.
All right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I play Fortnite for fun.
Oh, nah.
I play Fortnite for fun.
Have you guys seen Pal World?
I have.
Pokemon with guns.
Yes.
Is
all right.
I mean, that's what it is.
And it's like people are like, I guess Pokemon stands are like, it's not the same. I was like.
It's not.
It is.
It's very similar.
It's the same.
It's off-brand enough.
I feel like it's almost an exposé of what Pokemon is without the bright colors and nice-looking graphics and kitty
the
cartoons.
The graphics are still actually really good.
Not like the bright graphics, very kitty graphics.
It's like, it feels better, though.
It's like Ark, but without the whole, you wake up on a random island, and you're like, oh, what's going on?
I was thinking of
it's like Ark, except you catch Pokemon and play Fortnite at the same time.
Yeah, kind of that. Yeah. Speaking of games that are similar, have you guys seen Lies of P?
I have.
I have not.
You have not? Okay. Like, you want to know a bit about it?
I mean, yeah. And then there's another game I want to talk about. It's like the hottest game right now.
Okay.
You guys know what game I'm talking about?
Probably.
No?
No.
What game do you think I'm talking about, Pyramid?
Are you talking
biggest game right now?
Biggest game right now?
Like, everybody's playing it, basically.
Is it Minecraft? The one that's on Steam?
I think it's probably on Steam, I would guess.
Overwatch?
Okay, well, no, we're not discussing Overwatch.
No.
I am...
Are we talking about... It starts with an L.
L? Lethal Company?
Yeah.
That
Lethal
one?
Company.
Yeah, you can only play it on Steam.
Yeah. You can... But, I want a PC just to play that game.
All right, I'm gonna... I'll get my Lies of P rant out of the way. Lies of P is amazing. I've never really gotten into the Dark Souls, like, Souls-like genre.
You should.
Oh my gosh. It is so good. Mm-hmm. So basically, it just goes through the story of Pinocchio, but, like,
It's different.
It's different. It's amazing. Basically, there's a bunch of puppets running around.
World of Robots.
World of Robots kind of thing. There's, like, a weird disease going on, making people zombies. It's a good game with bosses, unique bosses. I love boss fights, and this game does it well. It's beautiful. Anyways.
Mwah, chef's kiss.
Yeah. One thing I do want to bring up is people, game studios.
Mm-hmm.
You see what Lethal Company is doing.
One man.
Well, I don't know if it was. Is it one man, really?
Yeah, just one
so,
dude.
It's when you put time and effort into your creation and you make fun gameplay, new gameplay, and update it well.
Right.
Your game's going to succeed, no matter what the graphics are, right?
Right.
Because if the game is fun, then it's, like, really, really exciting to play because you get the sense of like, encouragement with your friends because you play with your friends. And
right.
It's simple gameplay, but it's fun gameplay because you get to make it your own kind of session. It's
right.
not the same every time, and that's fun.
And you can
like that.
As much fun as you want doing whatever you want to do. Right. You could.
So fun.
Say screw it all and waste all of your time and die.
Right.
Or you could like try and team up, be really, really good and get scared as a group and leave.
Yeah.
It focuses more on the player's actual enjoyment than microtransactions and stuff like that.
That's what you love.
Which is
kind
of the major problem with a bunch of games nowadays. They all go to free to play. They all have a bunch of microtransactions.
Right.
Even if they're not free to play, mm-hmm. they want you to spend as much money as possible.
And it's always the same price, $20, which
20 bucks, $40
puts
60 bucks.
It puts
70.
The buyer in a situation of, man, that's a lot of money, but I'm willing to spend that. And mistakes like that make the game microtransactional.
And, it's so easy to mod.
It is. Yeah. It's also very easy.
And they have amazing mods, too.
It's open absolutely to the community. Astounding.
Well, speaking of the community, I think it's time we do every radio community member a favor, and we go.
Yeah.
Because this is the end of our show. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us and our rants about gaming, cruises, people being arrested.
Snow.
Bases, I guess, too. Old. We've been having a good time, and we hope you have a good time, too. This is 505 Arctic Monkeys, and we are glad to have you all back again for Off the Rails.